Hey friends, how are you? Welcome to another edition of the Danny Morrell Show, part two of our two-part series. And this one is about the ego. And many of you are aware of the fact that there's two parts inside of you that are alive and functioning. And it's kind of like a battle, an internal battle between these two forces. The first is called your ego, right? And the ego's whole purpose is to keep you safe. And to keep you from taking risk, to keep you from feeling embarrassment, to keep you from feeling let down. It does not like any of that stuff, right? And the second one is the spirit. And the spirit is the voice that probably has you coming back and listening to these episodes where, you know that you're meant for more. You know that you can produce more. You know that you can get more business. You know that you can do it in a more profitable fashion. And the reality is that these two forces are always battling, right? Well, what we discuss in this episode is we discuss the little tricks that the ego likes to make and the little tricks that the ego does in order to keep you from experiencing life and growing your business at the level that you're really intended to grow it at and live it at. And it's little tricks and little sayings that I don't want to ruin it for you, but for some of you, I think it's going to be a big eye opener as you watch this episode, because you're going to realize that some of the ego's tricks have been basically controlling the way we think and the way we react on a day-to-day basis, the actions that we take or not take. And as a result, controlling the income we earn or not earn and controlling the business that we have or don't have. So I think this is going to be a great episode for you. Enjoy it. And once again, I can't wait to see you guys at Vision, January 18th and 19th. I want to share something with you guys real fast, and that's a post that I made this morning in the Intero Movement group. By the way, for the first time in the history of our company, we've got about 100 people. Some of them are here, some of them are in, I don't know, South Dakota, Florida. We got people everywhere, but they're people that are part of Empire University. Let's welcome them. Let's give them a round of applause, please. And I'm really, really excited about having them here. I want to read you something real fast that I'd like for you to pay attention to this morning. I wrote this this morning in the Intero Movement group, and I think it's going to resonate with you, and I think it's going to really sound like truth to you. And I said, find a way to show up. You know, Anthony always says this, doesn't he? Right? Find a way to show up. The ego has its tricks. By the way, if you want to write something down, Raul, go ahead, you're right here, buddy. If you want to write something down, write this down. The ego is a son of a bitch. Like a dirty, sneaky, good for nothing son of a bitch. The ego has its tricks. And it's a master at these tricks. A master. By the way, when you guys see Sandy roll up, Sandy's right there and Brooks is right there, if you guys can help me at the door. A master at these tricks, guys. And what it does, people, is you've got to understand that what the ego does is the ego uses these tricks to literally control your life. Like, there's no doubt about it. This is what is happening to us as a human race. Do you guys realize this, yes or no?
Yes.
Like, I literally have been at my kitchen countertop, and I turn to the right, and the ego will go get a cookie. I wasn't even thinking about cookies. I'm not even hungry. Where the hell did that come from? Just out of the blue. I literally, this happened the other day. Go get a cookie. What the? Yes or no? Who admits they have the go get a cookie one? Yeah, come on, everybody raise your hands, right? Yeah, right? Huh? Is it recording? Oh, is it recording? That's probably a good idea. Hold on. See, damn it, that was a good one. Okay, I'm gonna have to go backwards now. Hold on. Resume recording. And so that's what the ego does, people. It does it in so many different ways, you know? When it comes to like waking up early, right? Some of you guys, you think we're crazy because we wake up early. Guess why? It's 100% just because the ego has implanted a story in your head that waking up early is crazy. That's it. That's the only reason why. I'm going to prove it to you. If you had a flight leaving out of LAX at 6 in the morning, would you find a way to get up at 3:30 to pack your kids in the car, to get them in the car by 4, to get there by 5 o'clock, yes or no?
Yes,
yes or no?
Yes.
So what's the difference? It's 100% the tricks of the ego. In business and in our business, events like today could, I believe, have a massive impact on your life. But the ego will play its stupid tricks on you. It's a dirty son of a bitch, the ego. Here's a trick. Write it down.
Oh, you've heard this stuff before.
Write it down. It's a trick. Right, Sidney? I mean, we might as well, if we know that they're tricks, we might as well just get really, really clear with what the tricks are, so then we can master them. Right, George?
Yeah.
I mean, we might as well, people. Like, literally, we could spend the entire day talking about the tricks of the ego and how to master them, and I promise you, your income would increase by 30% next year if you just mastered the tricks of the ego. Another trick that the ego has is, oh, but you don't understand, my file. Write it down, my file. By the way, we have one up here next to Bernard. Uriel, raise your hands if you have a seat. Looks like there's one next to Giselle. There's two right here next to Travis. My file. Can I give you guys a little insight onto successful thinking?
Yes.
You'll never have a lot of files if you're too concerned with one file. It just defies the laws of the universe, people. The universe won't bless you with more if you can't handle the one that you already have. Does this make sense? Here's another trick. The drive is too far. The drive is too far. That's another trick. Here's another trick. I'm running too late. Never mind. I'm running too late. Never mind. Here's another trick. But what will they think? But what will they think? My coach has me fasting 2 days a week. Today is a fasting day. All I get is green tea. When he first told me that, my ego ran amok. It just started giving me so many different thoughts all at one time. Oh my God, but you're going to starve, but you're going to be hungry, but you're not going to have energy, but you're going to... Now, it's the... I could pretty much fast 5 days a week now. It's the easiest thing in the world. It's crazy how little your body actually needs to survive. But when you're in the wrong state and when the ego is in control, guess what? The ego will make you think, I know, without me, hamburguesa? No, 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 no. Don't eat rice and beans. No, 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 pero you don't understand. No, you're right, I don't understand. Yes or no?
Yeah.
It's all 100% tricks of the ego. Here's another trick, right? I never write out a business plan anyways, and I do, I... I never write out a business plan anyways, and I do, I... Let me ask you guys a question. Who wants to do I? Raise your hands. Nobody ever in life wants to do I. Nobody. But the ego will use this as a trick. Yes or no?
Yes.
And I wrote this down, and I wanted to share this with all of you guys. I wrote down, here is the key to success right here. Here is the key to success right here. The more these tricks control your actions, the less control you actually have. I'm giving it to you right now. The more these tricks control your actions, the less control you actually have. The less control you have, the less you succeed in life. Right, Pedro?
Yep.
Ego got a hold of you this year, huh? Yeah. A little bit. But that's okay. We just bounce back. We learn the lesson and we come back harder, right? It's okay. No problem. How many of you guys did something that I just said resonated a little bit? Raise your hands. Yeah, it's true, right? And we all fall victims to it. We all fall victims to it. I used to, you guys know my story, I used to not think that I could not say no to bread. Bread was like my kryptonite. It was impossible. Like I knew other people did it, but me, no way. Bread, no. And now, you know, last night we were at Fleming's, they brought me a nice piece of bread with that Fleming's freaking garlic butter. And then last night I happened to go to Redbird, which, have you guys ever been to Redbird in LA? Yeah. Bomb. Bomb. Bomb food, just bomb. Who wants to go out on a nice date with your honey? Raise your hands. Trust me, Redbird. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give them to you right now. Who's ready to step up their standards in their life? Say I. I'll give you three restaurants you all have to visit. You ready?
Yep.
And as a matter of fact, I'm going to challenge you. Go visit them. Yeah, go visit them.
Today, tomorrow, and Saturday.
Yeah, go. Come on, Watkins. Go visit them. There's no reason for you to not visit them. There's no reason for you to not experience it, right? Other than the tricks of the ego. Money, who gives a shit? You work hard for money. Go enjoy it. Number one, I would say for food, number one is Redbird. Redbird, delicious.
In LA, right?
In LA, yes, sir. Downtown LA. Okay. Number two, for like a fun, you know, with great food, but good luck getting in anytime before 3 or 4 weeks from now, Bestia. Bestia. Yes. Who's ever been to Bestia? You guys ain't living. Look at me and Gary. Gary has a Tesla. Gary goes to Bestia. Gary gets it. It's in LA. And that one is actually like the closest part of, I don't even know how to call it, but it's
Arts
District. Bestia, like it sounds. Bestia. Bestia. Awesome spot. Get the ribeye, I'm telling you, you'll love it. And do not forget what I'm about to tell you, get the bone marrow gnocchi or whatever. Gnocchi? Yeah, that stuff. And number three, Catch in LA. That's where all the celebrities are, that's where it's the spot, you're gonna love it, okay? So the ego does these tricks on us, guys, and the ego, what it does is it uses these tricks based off of the following three words, and I want you to write them down, okay? And by the way, don't worry, we're gonna plan your business, but we can't plan your business if we don't take control of what's going on up here first. Fair. Sound fair?
Yep. Yes.
The ego uses certain tricks for certain of us. Some tricks work on you that will never work on me. And some tricks work on me that will never work on you. The ego knows what works for you and what doesn't work for you, and it becomes a master at keeping you from living an abundant life. And it's all based off of three words that I would like to spend some time on this morning. Number one, standards. Write the word standards down. Number two, values. Values. Write the word values down. And number three, meanings. And I would say meanings and stories. Meanings and stories. Write the word meaning/stories down. And I like to break these down really, really quickly for all of you guys. Okay? And I'd like to start with values. Values. Who could tell me what a value is? By the way, you guys out there across the country, you can chat. I'm watching you. Okay. Who could tell me what a value is? What does a value mean? What's a value?
Just what you think is important.
Okay. So what you think is important, right? Who else?
Set of beliefs.
Say what?
A set of beliefs.
A set of beliefs. Absolutely. What else? Values. Yes, Vanya.
Your non-negotiables.
See, that's your non-negotiables. Yes or no?
Yeah.
I think values have a lot to do with non-negotiables. Yes or no? Yes. What else? Anybody else? Okay, so like men. What's a non-negotiable for a man? How many of you guys would agree that laying a hand on a woman is an absolute, retarded, unforgivable, Don't ever do it. You're a disgusting piece of shit if you ever do it. Non-negotiable, yes or no?
Yes.
That's a non-negotiable. It's an absolute, like, my skin crawls just thinking about it. Non-negotiable. Who would agree that that's a non-negotiable? Yeah, that's a non-negotiable. However, how many of you guys would agree that for some women, that's not a non-negotiable for them?
No.
Unfortunately, for some women, they have become accustomed to, well, that's just kind of like what's normal. Let's dissect this a little bit, shall we? Because I'll teach you how this applies to business. What's the thing that allows the woman to be a part of something so sickening like that? What is it? It's the ego. It's the ego, people. Because what is the tricks? Tell me the tricks. You guys be the coach. What are the tricks that the ego plays on a woman who is in that situation? Who can tell me?
That's normal.
What else? There's something wrong with me. What else? Low self-esteem. What else? How am I going to do it by myself? What else? What will everybody think? What else? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Question for you. Don't we deal with the same things in different ways?
Yes.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. And so our values are essentially a set of rules or a set of non-negotiables that no matter what happens, we will not allow to be crossed. I'd like you to take a second, please, just 2 minutes, and write down some values that are important to you and your life, please. Values. What are some values to you?
Integrity.
Yeah, write it down, yeah. And get as specific as you can. The more specific you are, the less chance the ego has of controlling that area in your life. The more vague you are, the more there's a little room, right, JJ? There's some room there to kind of mess with you a little bit. Right? So awesome to see all of you guys today, by the way. What are some values that drive first you as a human being, and then what are some values that drive your business? Think about that. Because a lot of times, guys, the outcome that we have in our business is a direct reflection on the values that we have about our business. Yes or no?
Yes.
There's values in business. There's values that drive success, and there's values that drive repeated failure. And I honestly think, guys, as I've been on this journey, right, I honestly think that if we could just learn to identify what goes on up here, where we're missing the boat up here, I believe that out here is easy. Out here is easy. Easy. Once we understand what's going on in here.